This is the American Cheers, Jeers, and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. This is the episode number 26. Why is America exceptional? America is an exceptional nation. This is not because of what U.S. has achieved or accomplished. America is exceptional because, unlike any other nation, it is truly dedicated to the natural law principles of human liberty, grounded on the truth that all men are created equal and endowed with equal rights. This permanent truths are applicable to all men and all times, Abraham Lincoln once said. As the Heritage Foundation points out, America's principles have created a prosperous and just nation unlike any other nation in history. They explain why Americans strongly defend their country, look fondly to their nation's origins, vigilantly assert their political rights and civic responsibilities, and remain convinced of the special meaning of the country and its role in the world. It is because of its principles, not despite them, that America has achieved greatness. As history proves, the American founders appealed to self-evident truth stemming from the laws of nature and of nature's God to justify their liberty. They are as true today as they were in 1776. The U.S. Constitution defines the institutions of American government. Three distinct branches of government that make the law, enforce the law, and judge the law in particular cases. This fundamental framework gives the American government the powers it needs to secure our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The Declaration of Independence also sets the basic vision for the American dream, still respected and admired by millions of people throughout the world. Of course, the ultimate purpose of securing these rights and limiting government is to protect human freedom. That freedom allows the institutions of civil society, such as family, school, church, and private associations, to thrive and form the habits and virtues required for liberty. Many Europeans deny the American exceptionalism. They claim the way all people with a Marxist worldview do, every nation is exceptional. Of course, every nation has some specific features or nation-specific attributes no other nation can claim. This, however, is not exceptionalism. This is just the particular character of each nation, starting with their own language, customs, or habits. Americans and Europeans share many commitments to fundamental democratic principles. At the same time, they have very different perspectives on individualism, free expression, morality, religion, and the role of the government. Americans believe much more in the control of their own destiny. Most U.S. citizens believe that self-discipline and hard work is the most important factor to improve your life. Europeans, on the other side, think that their success is pretty much determined by forces outside of their control. Americans prioritize individual liberty, while Europeans value more the role of the state, the government, to ensure what the society needs. Americans are much more tolerant to critical opinions under the premise of free speech. In Europe, however, opposing and disparaging ideas are more likely to be considered as offensive and therefore not or less acceptable. Americans consider their religion very important in their life. In France, as an example, only 14% of people regard their faith as very important, as the Pew Research found out. Americans and Europeans don't agree much about the question of morality. Adultery, is, as an example, is not widely accepted in the US. In Europe, on the other side, it is much more tolerable. Not many things amplify the central aspects of the American exceptionalism more than the difference between the American and French Revolution. The French Revolution ended in blood, with many people dead. The American Revolution concluded with a Declaration of Independence and a guarantee of individual liberty, equal opportunity, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. The French Revolution took place in France and threatened their monarchy. The American Revolution happened in a British colony, thousands of miles away, and fought for own independence and freedom from British colonialism. The American Revolution fought for US freedom and independence. The French Revolution battled for overthrow of the existing government. Americans, financially successful, objected to the taxation by the British colonists without representation. The poor French peasants objected mainly to their inequality and repression. The French rioters opposed mainly a class warfare. The American revolutionaries fought an ideology. The American Revolution ended in a concise victory for the freedom fighters. The French Revolution concluded in a bloody battle and inconclusive ending. Only in America, God-given liberties, freedom, and independence and self-determination are the bedrock of the national identity of America. American exceptionalism, with its freedoms, individualism, free market, innovation, ingenuity, and economic success, invites all kinds of political enemies inside of our country as well as abroad. With no exceptions, there are people and forces who despise everything that makes America great. It is understandable that our Christian worldview, our constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our way of life is not compatible with totalitarian philosophies such as Marxist, fascist, and Islamic worldview. American exceptionalism is their fatal enemy. In simplest logical terms, if the American way of life is right, good and successful, they are wrong, and the other way around. Our worldview views oppose each other diametrically. There's no middle ground, no compromise, we or them. That's why they must denounce, degrade, and fight us tooth and nail. How could we compromise with the murderous worldview of Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, or Fidel Castro? How could we compromise with the satanic worldview of Hitler? How could we compromise with the inhuman Islamic Sharia law, violating the most basic human rights? The American exceptionalism is terribly misunderstood. In the media, who are actually supposed to defend the free speech, independence, and personal freedom, but mostly protect the powerful and the government. in the academia, where freedom of speech and expression should be promoted and protected, but is rather stifled in the sake of Marxist worldview. In the intellectual sphere, where freedom and individualism shall be hailed, but is badly manipulated to promote an anti-American worldview. Among young people who are supposed to be open to liberties, new ideas and alternatives, but display ignorance and unawareness to the most basic elements of our social and political structure. For the reasons described, a substantial portion of our population, mostly Marxism sympathizers, deny the American exceptionalism and claim that the US is a racist and deeply flawed, unfair nation. Considering the immense influence by our media, our educational system, and our so-called Democratic Party, this won't change overnight. Luckily, being right or wrong is not a popularity contest. It is a simple question of facts. And in this case, all facts speak for us, our American exceptionalism. There's no doubt America is an exceptional nation. You can find much more information about this topic in some of my books, available as a paperback for just $8.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon. The link is available at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you very much for your attention. Please make a bookmark of our podcast and email the link to some of your friends. Exciting episodes are coming up. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Cheers, until the next time. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life; Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind; You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self; No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible; Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us; Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore; Whom Can We Still Trust? Find Out Before It's Too Late; Liberals Hijacking America; Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. Nevergiveupyourdream.us.